Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm Global Happiness Specialist. I'm your Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington, and Inner Peace Practitioner. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. It's growing organically. I don't know how. And I want to say just, especially for listeners that have been with me for years, I really appreciate you. I just want to give all of you a virtual hug. Yeah, we were talking about a fan club yesterday. I just really am a fan of my people that are fans of me, and we're just fans of each other. I really appreciate the like energy and you accepting me and allowing me to just be myself with the crazy, nutty things I say, make sense, don't make sense, ramble on, don't ramble on. I just really am feeling very appreciative and very grateful for this show, for Reality Spirituality Radio, and for the listeners that I've had and the listeners that I've continued to have. I just felt that in the moment. If I keep going, I'm going to bust out in happy tears. So let me move on to the show. Reality Spirituality, Happiness Specialist. Well, with that, let me just give a very brief introduction, especially for new listeners. Ooh, this thing called happiness. Wow, happiness. Everybody, you know, you ask somebody, you want to be happier? Yeah, people raise their hand. Yeah, you want to experience more happiness in your life? Yeah, sign me up. Where do I sign up? What do I do? Well, that's the challenge right off the bat. This searching and looking, when I say searching, seeking, I was just thinking about the beginning of looking, and I've said this before. I used to do this at the beginning. Might as well just do it again. when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And of course, I was programmed to believe that, just like the majority, like 98% of the population believes that acquiring things, doing things, accomplishing things, getting titles, traveling, money, relationships, all of that is going to add to my happiness. Doing something, and what I want to tell you, and this is just the truth. Doing may add to something in the moment, may add to your spark, your juice, your vibration in the moment. But what I talk about when I say practicing, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is about what happens when those moments, and you know they happen, when those unwanted moments seem to trickle in. Because I don't know about you, but being a global happiness specialist, I haven't figured out a way for decades. I haven't figured out a way to make those moments stop. Those moments are called life. And when life happens, what happens to you? More importantly, what happens to your happiness? And when I say happiness, happiness is an energy. It is a vibration. It is a vibration. It's what you vibrate. It is a vibration, and it goes hand in hand with that vibration of contentment, that vibration of feeling balance, that vibration of feeling calm, ease. You know that vibration when you just move through life with your shoulders down? That vibration, that place, that is what I define, that is how I describe happiness. The ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Just picture yourself in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in a rowboat. You've got the waves, you got the wind, you got the tsunamis, you got the storms. But you're standing in that rowboat and you can't even feel any more peaceful. That's what I'm talking about when I say experience more happiness. It's about vibrating and having that identity of peace, which is who you are. That's how you roll now. Is that possible? Yes, with practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, with practice, yes. And you, if you listen, you know that I'm a huge football fan. And, of course, we've got the playoffs now. But one of the practices, one of the things that subtracts from happiness, and it is a challenge for me, is having a preference. And we're going to go right into the topic of today's show. No, we're not. I just wanted to share again just a little bit of background information. Just a little bit of background really quick. One of the studies that I love to cite on this show at the beginning of the show is a study done by a hospice nurse. Her name is Bronnie Ware. And for you people that have been listening to me for years, I know, just get up and get a snack for the next two or three minutes. Bronnie Ware, hospice nurse. So she was asking her patients, now these are terminally ill patients, they know their next stage is right around the corner, from a week to days to months to live. What are your five biggest regrets? She asked her patients, and there were five that kept repeating. So you can Google this study, and it's called the five biggest regrets of the dying. Let me make sure that's the exact, yeah, the five most common regrets of the dying. And the five most common regrets of the dying, number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I would have let myself be happier. So what are the biggest problems in today's world? Is it poverty, disease, hunger, overpopulation, wars, global warming, animal rights, religion? What is it? Terrorists? Well, if you ask me, and you did, or you didn't, but looking out, it's unhappy, peaceful. It's unhappy people. It's people searching for that peace and looking for that peace and looking and searching for something and thinking they're going to find it in some things or thinking they're going to find it in something that they buy or something that they do or another person. Now, if you ask me, the biggest problem in this particular world is not out there. It's that person in the mirror. It's that person in the mirror who is not interested or doesn't prioritize or isn't committed to or even wanting to be into this vibration of happiness and or peace. And let me say this. That's okay. There was a time in my life where that really bothered me. How come these people don't get it? being peaceful, content, the vibration of content, that's the only way to live. Well, just as the show has grown, I've grown too, grown, expanded, being open to, and I'm here to tell you that I'm accepting everyone that doesn't even think happiness is important or a priority. Let me just start again. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's like anything else. The more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice, the better the results. And the first part of the practice is gradually eliminating those behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. And one of them is having a preference. One of them is resisting and wanting the moment to be different. How's that for a segue into the topic of the show? So the first part of the practice is eliminating those behaviors that subtract from happiness. And the second part of the practice is cultivating behaviors, forming behaviors, practicing behaviors that have been established to add to happiness. Now let's get right into it. What are you looking for? What are you seeking? What do you want out of this life? Yeah, I'm asking you. What do you want? What are you looking for? And I'm asking you in this present moment. I'm not asking you what you used to look for or what do you used to want in your life. I want, now it's January the 16th, 2022, today, it's a Sunday. What are you looking for? However old you are, 20s, teens, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 80s. Yeah, I have some people listening that are in their 80s. What are you looking for? What are you seeking? And it is never too late to begin to practice. It is never too late. We are all going to end up in the same place. You know, this is a show about happiness. We all are going to end up in the same place. That's just reality. It's just that. So the biggest gift I can give myself is being able to smile on my deathbed, being able to take a deep breath and smile and looking back and just, wow, what a ride. What a journey. Thank you. Yeah. I think that's the ultimate gift. For me, that is the ultimate gift I can give to myself. And how do I even get there? Do I just get there magically? Well, there's a lot of programming. There's a lot of programming that has to be looked at and released and let go of. But let's get to today's topic. Again, so when I ask you, what are you looking for? What do you want? What are you seeking? And let's talk about these unwanted moments that not only happen in your life, they happen in my life, and they happen in all of our lives. And why? Is because at the beginning of our lives, we were not taught or programmed to say, you know, life is all about ups and downs. Love them all. Enjoy them both. Enjoy them both. Enjoy the boredom. Enjoy the ups. Enjoy the downs. Enjoy the confusion. Enjoy the sadness. Enjoy the depression. Enjoy the anger. Enjoy it all. Accept it all. Because let me say this. If it's happening and you're not accepting the moment and you want the moment to be over with or done, or you don't want to experience it, you're actually adding to your, and I'm using air quotes here, suffering. How do you release an unwanted moment? What a great question. Thank you for asking. Well, what's the purpose of releasing unwanted moments? I mean, Does anybody, listen, I know when I say we are as different as our fingerprints, I do know that and I believe that. So there might be some people that really, really love, really, really love those unwanted moments and look forward to them. And in fact, now that I'm smiling and laughing and joking, that's not a joke. Because I'm sure that you know, or you may be one of those type of people and let me just say this with a lot of love too, that are just a little bit on the fearful side, a little bit, just a tick of fear in the life, just a little bit of that. You know, we're all different. I got my stuff too. It just looks different than yours. I have stuff. I have my challenges. I have the same. Don't think I'm skipping around here in the tulips. I have the same type of challenges that everyone has. So about unwanted moments. And this week, which is really interesting because I love the reality, spirituality. This week I received a letter. I received a letter. And the only reason why I'm not sharing, I will share it with you after all the whole process is over. I promise to share. Hey, Robert, I will share it with you after the process is over. But I received a letter that if anyone, that 98% of the population, if you received this letter, and it's from an entity, and it's from a governmental, governmental agency. That's right. So it's not a letter from my family. But this is the practice. How do you release unwanted moments? Number one, I'll tell you this. When I read that letter, and I promise to let you know as soon as all this is over, as soon as the process is over, I will share with you exactly what it is. But I'm telling you right now, 100% of the population would say, no, I don't want that letter. No, I don't want to receive that kind of news. No. And one of the things that I practice now is letting go of whatever story I want to attach to an unwanted moment. Usually when I have a story describing or an unwanted moment, especially if I'm feeling, I don't want to feel this, I don't want to experience this, no thank you universe, no thank you, this is not what I want in this moment. How many of you out there have that? No, this is not what I want in this moment. This is not what I want to experience in this moment. This is not what quote-unquote, should be happening. This is wrong. Something's wrong, universe. The first part of the practice now is, and I really surprised myself. And the reason, well, I'm not even going to say the reason, surprising yourself means that, wow, you've been practicing. Maybe, let me just give an example, maybe not having expectations or practicing not blaming or practicing trusting more or practicing accepting yourself and other people or practicing letting go of judgments. Maybe that's what you've been doing and that's what I've been practicing, and guess what happened? When I received this letter, I just said to the universe, I said, universe, thank you. Thank you, because number one, I know I'm not going to let my eyes tell me that there is something wrong with this moment. There's something wrong with me getting this letter. I'm not going to let that happen. I know too much now. I've had too much evidence in my life to know that quote unquote bad news is not really bad. So the first thing is not to put a judgment on any moment. Yes. It's good or it's bad. That's the first thing. Let go of any labels. You know, when I talk about the practice, the behaviors that subtract from happiness, letting go of all labels, something's good, something's bad, something's a mistake. No, Life is an experience without the judgment. Remember, those judgments, you were programmed, you were taught, you learned a judgment. So whatever you learned, you can unlearn. So the first thing is, you know, let me just go back, is letting go of any judgment, this is good or bad. And the second thing is, thank you, universe, even though it doesn't look like this is a thank you, I'm going to say thank you. Number two, I'm going to say I'm also going to practice knowing that, you know what, there's more than one perspective in whatever, there's more than one perspective that I can find in this experience. Universe, can you help me with that? Can you help me find more than one perspective? Because I know if my ego, if my mind just sticks with one perspective, I'm going to feel limited. It's very confining. It's limiting. So I'm going to ask the universe for help. Give me more than one perspective. The other thing, do I have expectations for how this is going to turn out? Not anymore, because one of the things I know that whatever I have experienced in my life, that it has served me in a way that could say magic or surprise. What's a good example? I'll give you an example, and it's not my example. It's the example of my best friend. His mother was killed by a drunk driver. And he was in his mid-20s. Yes, he was in his mid-20s. His mother was killed by a drunk driver. Now, this did not happen. His insight on his changing his perspective did not happen at the same time of his mother's death. Because at the time of his mother's death, the drunk driver survived. My friend was angry as hell, angry. And not only angry, but he's an officer. He has license to carry a gun. I mean, he went to the jail. So this perspective of having your mother being murdered, killed by a drunk driver, changed over 2 decades. But for 20 years, he could only see or only have that perspective, that one perspective of that one unwanted moment. I would say that would be a great example of an unwanted moment, having your mother killed by a drunk driver. Sorry to be so honest and right to the point. So it goes back to all these old unwanted moments. Here we go. So let me fast forward to 20 years later and his perspective of his mother being killed by a drunk driver. And this is, when I say 20 years later, is 20 years after it happened. And now it's even been maybe 15 years after that. 10 to 15 years after that. I'll never forget it, him telling me that, you know, I never thought about it before, but he had a dream about his mother and his mother's death after 20 years. And in that dream, it was revealed to him the gift, the reason, the gifts, why his mother died, was killed during that time. Excuse me, I'm just getting a little emotional. He said, and this is his words, these are his perspectives. He said, that if my mother was still alive, I wouldn't have been able to. And he made a list of behaviors because he knew that his mother, he knew his mother, and he knew that she would not really approve of his decisions. He came up with 3 or 4 positive, which is really the crazy. I can't even. It's hard to wrap my little pea brain around it, but came up with 4 to 5 reasons of why it was good, why it served him that in his early 20s, and he's in his 50s now, in his early 20s that his mother was killed by a drunk driver. The question is, how do you release unwanted moments? Well, sometimes unwanted moments can't be released in the moment. The other practice is allowing the moment to flow through you, to allowing yourself to feel it and not think that you want to feel any different. So it comes really down to a huge amount of acceptance in the moment, a huge amount of acceptance of feeling uncomfortable, a huge amount of acceptance of feeling uncertain for how long this is going to last. And here we go with the cherry on the top. What if the story that you tell yourself as to the reason why you are feeling or you are in this moment, the story that you tell yourself as to the, in other words, you're saying you know why you're feeling like this. It's because of a story that you're telling yourself. You know why you're feeling like this is because of a story. And I'm here to tell you that it's not because of anything that has happened. I know that's the program. We want to attach a story to an unwanted moment. We want to attach a story because that's the program. But what if we're just experiencing this life, feeling, having moments that we, embrace, and moments we maybe hold our nose to. But the practice is saying, you know what, universe? Thank you for all of it. And how do I accept all of it, universe? How do I accept everything that's happening to me? This is what I talk to the universe all the time. How do I accept moments where I don't know how long it's going to last? How do I ride that wave of uncomfortable? How do I ride that wave of feeling like hell? How do I do that? Well, what if this quote-unquote feeling like hell is just part of life? It's just part of what is. It's just part of these moments. It's just part of it, isn't it? And no one taught me how to accept it. And no one taught me that there would be gifts and things that is going to serve me. Somebody said something the other day about the poison. You get bit by a spider. You get bit by a snake, and the snake's venom is the cure, is the antidote. I hope that's a good analogy. These moments, I got my hand up in the air. These moments aren't pleasant, especially when we don't know when they're going to end. But I promise you, when you practice, you'll get to a point where tolerating a moment, then you'll get to another place of acceptance, and there's a different vibe. There's a different vibe of tolerating versus acceptance. And then you get to a different vibe of acceptance with love and anticipation, because it's like, wow, this what a horrible moment I'm going through. I can't wait to get all the gifts I'm going to get. I can't wait to see where I'm going to be next. I can't wait to monitor and look at and celebrate my growth or my expansion. I can't wait. Thank you. It's a little backwards. It sounds crazy. Asking, not asking, but embracing and really not having a prayer. Would I rather feel great or would I rather feel the opposite? And the answer, my answer is, I'm just going to feel it all. And I'm not going to make a judgment to any of it. And I'm going to trust that I am being served in a way that I couldn't even imagine, can't even imagine. And that's the truth. There are miracles every single day that happen. Modern miracles. So how do you release an unwanted moment? That's really a trick question, because the answer is all moments. All moments have a purpose. All moments are teaching opportunities. All moments are growing opportunities. All moments are there to look and find beauty. Moments are there for what? Especially those moments that you know, not necessarily feeling it, universe, not necessarily wanting to experience this one. Let me just recap. Before I do the recap, I want to say that these moments that happen, especially these unwanted moments that don't feel so good, don't take anything personally with it. Don't take anything that happens to you personally. It's not personal. Letting go of thinking something is personal is going to bring so much peace. And that's a tricky one. Especially with those people that we know, you know, our family members, our loved ones. Because that's always personal, right? No, that's when the practice of it's not personal really kicks in. It's not personal. How do we release unwanted moments? Well, it's a trick question because we were programmed to pick and choose and have preferences of this. Yeah, I want this moment. Yeah, this moment is great. Yes, I like this moment. Mm-hmm. I'll take more of these, universe. Can I have some more of those? See, anytime you have a preference for a moment or preference for an experience, those preferences right around the corner. Mm-mm-mm. Wall. There's a wall right there ready for you to run into. Preferences. Getting back to unwanted moments, just when you're experiencing them, notice whether you have a judgment about whether this is good or bad, and also let go and practice the trusting that whatever is happening to you, whatever is happening in the moment, is there to serve you. Also, let go of the story, whatever kind of story you want to attach to that moment. Whatever story you want to tell yourself is the reason for why you're feeling. Remember, this is one of my favorite guy I listen to now, his name is Guy Finley. He says, the feel is real, but the why is a lie. Letting go of those stories. Not taking anything personally. Being okay with feeling uncomfortable and being okay with not knowing how long this uncomfortable moment will last. And how about this? Practicing, instead of, that whole uncomfortable is also a label. How about just labeling it or calling it or describing it differently? It's just a contrast. I believe Abraham uses this word, a contrast. It's a contrast in energy. It's a contrast in feeling. It's not good or it's not bad. It's just a contrast. So on a scale from 1 to 10 in your life, how important is happiness in your life? What's your definition of peace or happiness? And who or what is subtracting from your happiness today? Are you as happy when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a practice. It's a daily practice. You know, I used to think when I found my purpose, I'd be happy. So I began that search for my purpose. And that search lasted for decades. It took a long time, but I finally found out. I finally found the truth about happiness and my purpose, that purpose. I discovered that my purpose is to grow and expand my consciousness. My purpose is to accept myself and others without criticism or complaints. My purpose is to feel in every moment a sense of vibration, of satisfaction. My purpose is to be okay with uncertainty because any other one of my purposes is to trust. Not any other, another one of my purposes is to trust. My purpose is to live in the present moment like I did when I was born, and my purpose is to look in the mirror for solutions. My purpose is to be myself without shame. My purpose is to surrender and accept every moment without resistance. My purpose is to surrender and accept every moment without resistance. My purpose is to monitor and celebrate my growth, vibrate the energy of peace and contentment regardless of the circumstances, and my purpose is to laugh and enjoy this life with whatever it brings along the journey. Practice, practice, practice. Happiness is a practiced skill. Stay open to all your future. Stay open to outcomes. Stay open to to all possibilities. Stay open to learning, to being, to changing. Stay open to making different decisions. Stay open. Releasing unwanted moments. The releasing of a moment is releasing the story about the moment. Possessing a moment, keeping a moment, means that you tell the story, tell the story, tell the story, keep the moment, possess the moment, feel the moment, drag the moment into your present. It's up to you. I'm traveling light these days. I don't have time. I don't have time for suitcases. It's just a carry-on bag. In fact, I'm getting rid of that too. Give me a bottle of water. Let's go. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. The Truth About Happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, is called Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about this journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington and Inner Peace Practitioner. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Now we get real.
Spirituality.